How will you feel when you are locked in a house for several years with strange people around you and you aren't given any food choices so that you have to eat whatever is there? Also, there is constant bombarding outside the house so that you don't know whether you will be able to survive it or not. Hi everyone, I am Anandan KU from 1st BSc Zoology, and whatever I have just said before is all about the background of the book that I am going to introduce now, The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. If you are a hardcore book lover, chances are there that you have already read this book several times in your life. This book was actually a personal diary written by a 13-year-old girl during the Second World War era, also known as the Holocaust era. Originally, this book was written in Dutch language, which was later published in English, and since then, this book has become a classic book on world literature. This was written around the era of 1942, when Hitler and people of his Nazi party were all after Jews, and Jews have to suffer a lot. The family of Anne Frank, living in Amsterdam, had her parents and her elder sister have to hide in a secret place inside her father's office for 2 long years before they were found out and sent into the concentration camps. Anne Frank's family was quite a rich family and they were living a good life before they were into hiding. Anne Frank got a diary on her 13th birthday as a gift, which she took to her secret annex where her family went into hiding. For long 2 years, they didn't even step out of the house because of the fear of being captured by Nazis. Later on, another Jew family also joins them for the same purpose. So now, this 13-year-old girl, who is very outspoken, a rebellious one, starts feeling miserable because of all these situations of ongoing war, secret hiding, constant comparison with her so-called perfect sister and on, and so on. So she started to write her diary. The very same diary she received as a gift on her 13th birthday. She starts mentioning everything to the diary and she addresses that diary as Kitty. So, she keep on sharing everything to her diary. So, Kitty, the diary, became her best friend, and the way she writes in this diary is very beautifully articulated, included with lots of humor. We can actually clearly understand the face difference of her maturity from the very first day she began to write her diary and to the day the diary was being found. If she would have been alive now, she would have become definitely a successful writer. There were many moments when I literally cried like hell reading this book. There were constant bombarding, there were people constantly sending to concentration camps, cities being abandoned and devastated, and food was becoming scarce, robberies were becoming more often. But out of all these situations, I really feel very blessed and thankful for the life and surrounding I have. We actually need to study from Anne Frank, her positive mentality, her optimistic approach to everything during her miserable conditions. At some times of reading, we can find really some cute moments that we really adore about the Anne Frank's thinking. Of course, this book gives a lot of information about the Holocaust, but it also pleases the reader in you by mentioning all those concerns of a typical teenager, which all of us might have had at some point in our life. But at last, this diary of Anne Frank comes to an end, unfortunately, when the secret annex was being raided by Nazis and all of these people living in that annex was being sent to the concentration camp. Only Anne Frank's father survived and he found her diary later, and later on he published it. If you have to read any book on Holocaust, this is the best book you have to read. I believe that no book can match this book. How beautifully it is written and how close this book to the reality creates wonders. Everybody should know and read about the Holocaust. No other book can give such a good information about Holocaust. So, and also, if you have to remain positive even under miserable conditions, this book definitely gives you a good inspiration. The praises are not enough for this book, so please go ahead and read this book. Thank you.